What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Is what it is. But it just highlights, you know, when things aren't going well, everything else gets magnified on this team. Whether it's Birdsong, whether it's Verlander, whether it's Logan Webb, no one's above criticism right now on the San Francisco Giants. No one. Even the manager, Bob Melvin, who we're talking about today. Why? Because he got his option picked up yesterday. He's going to be managing next year. Well, we'll see if he's going to be managing next year. They get picked up the contract for next year. And Buster Posey spoke about it. I want to get to some more of what Bo Mel said before the game about it, Joe. But continue.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Bowmel's not the end-all be-all on why they're struggling. I can have my own opinion on he's not the guy for me long-term. Sure. That's fine. That's a different conversation. I think this team it's way better than they were last year in terms of like stability of the franchise and moving forward, my optimism level. You have Devers. You have Chapman, you have Adames, you have Ramos. That's a lot. Now, we'll see if Eldridge can become something. That's a lot. Like, think about where you were last year. You had nobody under a long-term contract of those guys that I referenced. But you're still really far away. And I think I overreacted in the first month of the season thinking that this team could compete for one of the and get to the playoffs this year. I think that's probably too far away. And what sucks is that you got Robbie Ray coming up as a free agent. And if you lose him, you know, now you're going back to we have more holes.
That was an interesting thing you brought up last hour, the Robbie Ray scenario and all this when, you know, the trade deadline is what, the end of this month, the 30th of July, I want to say. If you're hovering around 500, like, do you consider trading Robbie Ray as a rental player for someone else, right? Like, do you consider that?
I think
it's tough, right?
This is why, Joe, why did last night break me? Because I'm looking at the calendar and I go, you got the A's that are going to play this like it's their World Series. You've got the Phillies and the Dodgers and then the All-Star break. All right. Now, think about this.
I wonder if the A's are going to play this like their World Series because most of those players, like Tony, they barely played in Oakland. So I don't even know if it's a rivalry anymore. Continue, though.
Well, I mean, you got to think of it from the standpoint of basically you're going to get yourself to July 17th. That's the All-Star break. And from there, you've only got about 2 weeks, and you have to make a decision on buying or selling.
Yeah.
Okay? So we're not that far off from that. And I know it's July 2nd, Joe, relax. Okay, again, Diamondbacks, divisional foe. You've already lost two to them. You have two more against them. Then you get the A's. Then it's the Phillies. Then it's the Dodgers. Then it's a week off, and then you have 2 weeks. So we're looking at about 3.5 weeks of baseball. So I do think all of these wins and losses and how it looks and everything is going to factor into, is this team worth buying and doubling down more on? I think it's a fair question.
By the way, they are playing the A's in a couple days here. Former Giant, he's catching for the A's right now. They got Shea Langeliers. He's back. He's obviously the starting guy. But Austin Wins having a good year. I know you scoffed, Joe. Like, that's a guy that you, if you feel like you want a catcher, like, at least some depth there, he's going to give you some pop. He's got 5 jacks this year. He's batting .282 and 78 at-bats. I know it's a smaller sample size. I know. You're scoffing. You're shaking your head.
No, it's like we're opining for Austin Wins. That's how bad the position has been.
No, .282 on the Giants. He's batting .282.
Oh, I know.
That's nothing to scoff at. Be the best Giants hitter.
Yeah, but right? What happens with some of those role players is that if they get plugged into an everyday spot, this is what kind of where Yaz is, they'll be good for, you know, stretches, and then they regress back to their
main. Well, in this scenario, again, he'd be splitting time with Patrick Bailey. He wouldn't be able fully.
What I would say to you is, come this draft, which is going to be right around the corner here, this MLB draft, I think they need 2 or 3 catchers in this draft.
Wow. Just doubling down. It's like the Niners on defense in their last draft. You're just going all in on the catching position.
Do you feel confident?
Well, that sucks just because you spent so much draft capital on Patrick Bailey and Joey Bart, and then those guys have just been busted.
And that's 4, 5, 6 years ago.
I know. I'm just saying.
It's 2025. Like Bart was drafted in 2018.
You were hoping like those guys could pan out.
No, I'm with you. And no doubt. There's no doubt.
Bob Melvin. Before the game yesterday, as we're talking about his option getting picked up, it's a big storyline. And I want to hear from the people. 888-957-9570. Was it the right move from Buster Posey to pick up his option? 888-957-9570. Bomell on the timing of this extension being picked up.
Kind of speaks to who Buster is, that he knows what a grind this is, and he knows how hard we wear it, myself and the coaching staff. So it doesn't surprise me. It's probably unique as far as the timing goes, but it doesn't surprise me with him. He's been very supportive of us as a staff. Our dialogue has been very good from spring training till now. We aligned on how we see things and where this team and organization are going. So it's very much appreciated by me and the staff as well.
The timing of it, Joe, do you find it to be a little like, I don't know, Buster Posey sees the team struggling. He wants to, you know, get in front of this before it turns into something ugly, whether it's from the media, whether it's from us here, what have you, and be like, no. He's got my vote of confidence, the dreaded vote of confidence, and he's going to be fine the rest of the season. It's not something we're going to discuss. How did you find the timing of all this? Like, why not do this a couple weeks ago?
Who in the media was even asking him about being in a lame duck season?
I don't know.
Has anyone?
We are the media.
No one has asked him that.
We're the media.
That's my point.
Has
anyone discussed it on air? I listen to everything on both stations.
No, we sleep usually, and I'm usually sleeping on like contracts when it comes to managers and coaches, because so many times these guys sign extensions.
It means nothing.
And then next year they're gone. Oh, John Gruden on line one, $100 million, like 3 years into it, gone. See you later.
Chip Kelly.
Exactly.
Jim Tomsula were both getting paid simultaneously.
Exactly.
While Shanahan was hired for three straight years.
Exactly. So, like, that happens left and right in sports.
But, like, I guess my question is, if nobody in the media was talking about it, was something going on in the clubhouse?
Well,
why else would you do this? Were these guys talking in the clubhouse?
I don't think so, because they're two leaders on the everyday lineup, and then the pitching staff, Logan Webb saying, quote, everyone in this clubhouse has his back the whole time. And then Matt Chapman saying, quote, I'm so pumped for him, he deserves it. So I don't think so.
What are they going to say? I'm really ticked that they extended him.
Is it possible that Buster's maybe just kind of doing this to take heat off of Bob Melvin just for the time being?
But as we just established, Sam, like, is there a lot of heat on Bob Melvin right now?
Well, Bob,
we're talking about it, but is there?
Bob and the coaching staff. So,
well, Matt Williams, yeah.
Pat Burrell's been taking it too. I'm sure JP Martinez is taking a stray here or there.
We're extending Matt Williams' lifetime contract.
Now that would be something.
Waving him on.
Come on home, Matt. That would have been something.
Am I too much of a cynic to say, was something going on in the clubhouse that prompted that?
Yeah, I think they love him in the clubhouse, personally. Now, Will and Marin, who called us about a half hour ago, he did bring up the situation in San Diego, which I think a lot of Giants fans that are tapped into baseball and they're paying attention, like, what did go wrong over there? Like, that is something where, you know, there's a lot of personalities, a lot of high-paid players, the Sotos of the world, the Tatises of the world, Machado, that pitching staff, right? Musgrove, Darvish, they had a lot of big names, big contracts there, and they underachieved. Now, having said that, in this first, like, season there, they did get all the way to the NLCS, and they did have a successful season. They got clapped against the Phillies, which there's no shame in that. The Phillies are a really good team, and they've been up there as World Series or NL contending favorites for some time now. But how it ended there and then how it started here in San Francisco last year, I think a lot of people just said, you know what? Kind of some toxic players around them and, you know, the management, the Farhan, the cat, the shadow there, we'll see. So there was a clean slate, I think, with a lot of people with Bob Melvin to start the season. Would you agree with that? Did you come into the season, Joe, with a clean slate on Bob Melvin? Hey, before you answer that, that is the sounder. Be caller number 5 on the contest line, 415-523-4652, and you will score tickets to the California Classic on Saturday. See the Heat take on the Spurs and the Warriors face the Lakers. And you can get more tickets at ChaseCenter.com. And if you miss this chance, don't worry. You'll have another chance in about 15 minutes. All right. Did you come into this season with a clean slate for Bo Mel, Joe Shasky?
No. Like, clean slate?
Yeah.
I mean, no, because I have a brain, and, like, when stuff happens, like, you just file it away. No, you don't get it.
Just the Farhan anxiety last year. There was so much stuff baked into it. You know, his hands were tied. I don't know if he was really calling the shots there. You know what? Buster Posey's the boss now. I'm going to give everyone the old organization.
So nothing mattered
slate
last year?
There were some positives. I thought Robbie Ray at times were positive. I thought Matt Chapman was a positive last year. There was some stuff to take away. Blake Snell at times, and then, you know, you didn't get anything.
I don't know. I just, not that I'm going to hold him accountable for last year, but, like, you don't start from scratch.
I don't think he had a lot to work with last year. I don't think he had a lot to work with.
I think that's a fair assessment, right? But also, certain guys really underperformed under his watch. Camilo Duvall being one of them, for example. Something happened there.
And he bounced back
now,
at some points this year,
it's
right?
It's on Camilo, and it's also on Bob. Like, there was clearly a disconnect, and they've somehow righted the ship. But to me, that's any accountable person who wants to be held accountable and wants to be credible, like, no, you don't just get a do-over. This is life, dude. I don't know. That's not how I operate.
Okay, nope. I asked the question because I think a lot of Giants fans felt that way, that they're heading into the season, you know, with no preconceived notions. There's no more Farhan. Buster's in charge. Buster has all the confidence in the world in Bob Melvin. Has a lot of respect for the guy, and clearly so much so that he had the comments yesterday. And again, if you just missed any of this, Buster Posey picking up Bob Melvin's option through next season. And this is the quote from Buster. Quote, sometimes when you're going through a rough patch, there's a tendency to want to point the finger at the coaches. And if anybody deserves any blame from the top, it should be on me. It shouldn't be on our manager or coaching staff. I'm the one who sets the roster. So I felt like, with all those things considered, this was a good time for me to show my belief in Bob and his coaching staff. That last part's important because there's been a lot of heat on one Matt Williams as of late. And that's Bob's guy. He's been Bob's guy going back to Oakland, San Diego, and obviously here in San Francisco now.
I believe Halberg is his guy. Is that true, yeah. Sam? Yeah.
Yes. Sam's screening phones. He's getting the calls right now. Yes.
So I was contesting. What's up?
So Halberg was his guy, as in Buster. He really like pushed for him to be the first base coach.
I believe so. I guess they were like roommates or something back at Florida State.
Something like that. Oh, so that's Buster's guy, not Bob Melvin's guy, you were saying. Okay.
It was Buster's guy.
Yeah. Got it. Well, I think for the longest time, it was Mike Aldretti, I think, was his first base coach back in the Oakland days.
Yeah, but they had Alyssa Nacken before with Kapler.
No, for sure. Yeah, no, I'm going Bo Mel.
I know
that's
at the time they interviewed her for the head coaching job, which, I mean, just insane. And then...
Who knows? After this season shakes out, you might go back to the drawing board. You might pick her up. Who knows? We'll see. By the way,
she's in Arizona working for the Guardians. Her and Kai Correa. Kai Correa is actually on the team. She's working at the minor league facility right now, but neither here nor there, but they needed someone to coach first base because I believe she was pregnant at the time.
Your face when I just said that. Just you're down. You're broken right now. You're angry. You're mad. It's okay to be mad. It's okay to be upset. I think the Giants, they're going to be okay. They're 45-41 right now. I know it feels like the sky is falling, Giants fans. You're right there. You're right where you want to be in the National League. You're not going to win the division. Sorry, spoiler alert, the Dodgers are winning the division. Yeah, that sucks. It would have been nice, but you're not going to. That's okay. That was the expectation this year for Giants fans. What was it? What was the expectation for you, Joe?
To still be in the playoff hunt come
there you are.
All-Star break.
And that's what you're going to be in. That's what you're going to be in the playoff hunt come All-Star break. You are.
You get swept by Arizona. You lose 2 or 3 to the A's. You got the Phillies and the Dodgers. Like, this could get ugly.
We'll see.
I'm running out of optimism.
Sneakily have a decent record against teams over 500. So against the Phillies and Dodgers, like, I'm not, that might sound insane, I'm not as concerned.
No, they should just dress up as the AL Central and they'll come in and destroy us.
Wear some White Sox jerseys. As the Dodgers
everyone
have no
wants
problem.
To be the White Sox now.
Right? I'd rather be the White Sox. Bob Melvin, what does picking up the option mean for you and the coaching staff?
When you talk about the heat and everything, there are certain things I read, there are certain things I don't. I try not to get affected. I'm not on social media. So I guess I understand where that comes from. But if anybody sees the work that this guy puts in and how our guys respond to him as, you know, running our hitting unit, he's been through it before. He's played. He understands these difficult times, and they never feel anything but support from him. So he's a good hitting coach. All three of our guys work very well together. Obviously going through a difficult time right now, but they're doing the best they can with it. And, you know, I think something Buster said, too, is players got to step up offensively as well. But they're supported by the hitting coaches, that's for sure.
That was Bob Melvin pregame yesterday reacting to his option getting picked up by Buster Posey. So he's got all the faith in the world in his coaching staff, Joe. Pat Burrell, Matt Williams.
I don't understand why they picked it up. No one was opining for it. I just don't know. It doesn't make sense to me. I thought it was unnecessary. I mean, we were literally crushing Jed York for giving it to Shanahan. Shanahan went to a Super Bowl, and then they gave it to him.
I didn't even know
this was 6-10 season.
I didn't even know this was on the table, kind of a thing. Again, we go back to like contracts and like players' contracts. We're all very well aware of whether it's a team option, a player option, a restricted free agent,
Draymond
an unrestricted
Green
free agent.
Has the player option.
Exactly.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.